AVV4 goes live on Ethereum after 2 years and a $1.5 million security review. The largest DeFi lending protocol just shipped its most significant upgrade since 2023. AVV4 is live on Ethereum mainnet as of March 30, 2026, replacing the fragmented market structure of V3 with a unified hub-and-spoke architecture designed to consolidate the protocol's $27.29 billion in total value locked. The announcement came from Aave Labs CEO Stani Kulichov, who described it as a controlled launch, consistent with how the team rolled out V3, V2, and V1 before it. What the hub-and-spoke architecture actually changes, Aave V3 splits liquidity across isolated markets on the same chain. If you supply ETH to one market and someone wants to borrow against stablecoins in another, those pools do not talk to each other. The result is fragmented liquidity, lower utilization rates, and worse rates for both sides. V4 eliminates this by introducing liquidity hubs, central pools that hold all supplied assets on a given network. Users never interact with the hub directly. Instead, they use spokes, which are specialized lending environments that draw from the hub. Each spoke can have its own risk parameters, collateral rules, and borrowing strategies. An E-mode spoke might offer higher borrowing power for correlated assets like stablecoins. An isolation mode spoke contains risk for newer tokens. An RWA spoke handles tokenized treasury bills with specialized controls. A vault spoke lets users borrow against external vault collateral without depositing into the hub at all. The practical result, all liquidity flows through a single source, increasing utilization and unlocking better rates, while each market type keeps its own risk profile. New spokes can be added or upgraded without disrupting the rest of the system. Third-party builders can also create custom spokes that tap into the liquidity hub as a credit line. This is the part that could matter most long-term, turning Aave from a lending protocol into lending infrastructure that other protocols build on top of. 345 days of security review. Zero critical bugs. The security program for V4 spanned approximately 345 days and cost $1.5 million. Four firms handled the audits: Trail of Bits, Blackthorn, Chain Security, and Certora. The largest phase was a six-week public security contest on Sherlock between December 2025 and January 2026. More than 900 researchers participated and submitted over 950 findings. Despite that volume, no critical or high-severity vulnerabilities were found. For context, Aave currently holds more TVL than any other DeFi protocol, sitting $8.5 billion ahead of second-place Lido at $1,796 billion as of early March. Spending $1.5 million on security is a rounding error relative to the $27 billion it protects, but the 345-day timeline signals that the team prioritized thoroughness over speed. Aave Pro, a new interface for power users. Alongside V4, Aave Labs is rolling out Aave Pro, a redesigned web interface targeting DeFi native advanced users. Details are limited at launch, but the positioning suggests a more data-dense, trading-oriented experience compared to the existing Aave dashboard. This tracks with a broader trend across DeFi protocols. As institutional participation grows, the front-end experience needs to match the sophistication of the back-end. Aave crossed $1 trillion in cumulative loans processed earlier this year, making it the first decentralized lending protocol to hit that milestone. That is more borrowing volume than many mid-sized national banking systems. Why V4 launches into a fear market? The timing is notable. As of March 30, 2026, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 28 fear, BTC trades at 67,486, 1.4% in 24H, down 5.5% on the week. ETH is at 2,360, a 3.7% in 24, also down 5.6% weekly. The broader market is coming off what may be Bitcoin's worst quarter since 2018. Launching a major protocol upgrade during a fear cycle is a deliberate choice. DeFi protocols that ship during downturns tend to capture outsized attention when sentiment recovers, because the infrastructure is already in place when capital returns. Aave V3 launched in March 2022, weeks before a brutal bear market, and went on to dominate lending throughout the cycle. Aave commands roughly 62.8% of the decentralized lending market by TVL. V4 does not change the competitive landscape overnight, but the hub-and-spoke model addresses the main structural complaint about V3, that identical assets locked in separate markets create artificial inefficiency. If V4 delivers on the utilization improvements, suppliers should see better yields, and borrowers should see tighter spreads.